In a recent piece in The Guardian, Tony Blair wrote something rather interesting about the difficulty of reconciling two sides locked in a long-running dispute. This is what he said. Each side has a sense of pain and of cruel consequence from the other side's actions. They need to know that those mediating get this feeling, not at a rational but at an empathetic level. And he went on, as the process winds its way, the parties get to know each other and start to look upon each other as human beings with a different perspective, not as enemies mired in evil and incapable of good. Well, it turns out that a rather interesting book has been written up on this theme. It's called Empathy. It's a handbook for Empathy, a Handbook for Revolution. And have we got the author?
The author's here.
Brilliant. Sorry, it's the other guest we haven't got. We've got the author, Roman Krznaric, who wrote the book. But we're also hoping to get Martti Ahtisaari, former president of Finland, who's one of the world's great reconciliators, a founder of the Crisis Management Initiative and a Nobel Peace Prize winner. Roman, tell us about the importance of empathy, because really the point is that there's no point in making a high-level deal between two senior politicians. It has to be an emotional connection between the peoples.
That's right. Empathy is really the art of stepping into the shoes of another person and looking at the world from their perspective. And it's one of the essential traits we need to challenge stereotypes, overcome prejudices, and really erode the sort of toxic we, us, versus them mentality that you find in conflicts on the ground, whether it's in Northern Ireland or in, say, Israel in the Palestinian territories. But those building empathy has to happen not just between political leaders, but also at the grassroots. And there's a fantastic organization, for instance, in Israel and the Palestinian territories called the Parents' Circle that does exactly this. What they do is they bring together Israeli and Palestinian families who've all had members of their families killed in the conflict for conversations to recognize that they share the same pain and the same blood. But they also do social projects, political projects like the Hello Peace telephone line, where any Israeli could phone a free phone telephone line and be put through to a random Palestinian, talk to them for up to half an hour, and any Palestinian could phone up and talk to an Israeli. And in the first 5 years of operation of that project, over 1 million calls were made. That's exactly the kind of project we need to boost empathy.
And when you go into, I don't know, Israel, Palestine, something like that, is it possible, what proportion of the population are capable of empathy of the other side, given, if you like, a kind of being coached through it and being taken through steps to sort of appreciate the point of view of the enemy?
Well, for the last couple of hundred years, we've been basically told by our cultures all around the world that most people are self-interested, individualistic by nature. But the good news is that modern science tells us that around 98% of people have the ability to empathize, whether it's in Israel and the Palestinian territories, whether it's in Rwanda or on the streets of North London.
Is leadership a big part of this? Because, of course, the leaders in each In each situation, they're very keen on stirring up the nationalist, the less empathetic behaviour, aren't they?
A lot of leaders are, but if you look at the great empathic leaders of history, they're the ones that have recognised that trying to get their citizens to step into other people's shoes really matters. Look at South Africa, for example, where there have been two great empathic leaders in the last couple of decades. One of them, Desmond Tutu, head of the Truth and Reconciliation Commission, who appointed commissioners who, as he said in his own words, had been ripped open into empathy in their lives. They were the kind of people who were willing to listen to stories from every side of the conflict. Nelson Mandela, of course, the other classic example. In 1995, when the Rugby World Cup was on, he told black South Africans to support an almost all-white rugby union team that we saw rendered in the film Invictus. So I think empathy really works at the leadership level.
Roman Krznaric and, apologies to former President of Finland, Martti Ahtisaari. We never managed to get that line to work, but thanks. Thank you both.